Is Daf Kuf Zayin. So let's take it from the very top line of Kuf Zayin. The mission yesterday's Daf was speaking about two people who had blocked the doorway, so no one could. So a certain animal that came in couldn't leave. It was a form of capturing tzad. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Nichnasa Lo Tzipor Tachas Kanfav. If a bird, let's say, somehow flies underneath your shirt, it's stuck in between your shirt, you didn't intentionally catch it. So once it's there, Yoshiv Umashamr Achatechshach, a person is allowed to remain sitting in a situation, a position whereby the bird can't leave. That's not called trapping. That would just happen to Mimela, and therefore that's permitted. Rashi explains here, Yoshiv Umashamro, Kain, Veino Tzarach Liftoach Lo Chalon, Deino Ela Shomer. You don't need to let it go. Once it's already caught, you're allowed to watch it. So if an animal is in a cage, you could watch it, make sure the door remains locked, remains closed. You didn't do any catching here, that would be permitted. So Gemara says, based on this, a Meisiv Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he asks the question, Yashiv HaRishon Al Pesach. Based on the mission yesterday, Daf, a person sits and blocks the doorway, he blocks the exit, Umaleu, he is big enough to block the entire doorway, Uva Sheini V'Yashiv B'Tzedo, a second guy comes and sits right next to him, Yafal Pisha Amad HaRishon, even though the first guy gets up, V'Halach Lo HaRishon, and the guy leaves, and the second guy, he fills in the spot, right, seamlessly, there was never a chance where anything was open, Chayiv, Rishon Chayiv Vasheni Potter. So the Rishon is Chayiv and the Sheni is Potter because the Sheni didn't do anything new. He was just watching over that which was already closed off. My La Potter Aval Aser. Whenever the word Potter is used, we know it's always Potter Aval Aser. So does this not apply as Potter Aval Aser? And how could our Mishnah say that in our case above, if a person is watching over that which is already caught is Mutter, here the Sheni guy who's watching over preserving that which is already caught, he's Potter Aval Aser, but it's not Mutter. And so the Gemara says, no, this case of Yoshiv Halach Lo Rishon Vasheni is Pater is Lo Pater Umutter. This is actually one of the few exceptions where Pater actually means Mutter L'chadchil and everything's consistent. And Hachanami Mistavra, it's very sensible to say that Pater in this context means Mutter. Midagatani Sefer from the Sefer, which says, Lama Lamaza Doma, what is this similar to? L'noel Esabeso L'shomro. If a guy locks the door, the Nimsatzvi Shamar Besocha, it turns out there's a deer inside. He had no idea there's a deer inside. He locks his door and it turns out there's a deer. He caught a deer, not knowing. That's not going to be Patav al Asr. That's entirely Mutter. So by comparison, Shema Minah, Sam Michlal, the Patav Mutter, it implies that's Patav Mutter. Mutter Shema Minah here as well. The Rishon guy, and the Sheni guy sits behind the Rishon guy. The Sheni guy is Patav Mutter by comparison. So Gemara then says, Ikad Amri, there are those who say it in this way, that Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned in the Mishnah that Afa Pisha Amar Harishon Vahalachlo, Harishon Chai Vasheni Pater, even though the first guy gets up and goes, the second guy still remains Pater. My La Pater Mutter. So we're assuming in this case the first thought is it's actually Mutter, and the Gemara says, no, Lo Pater of Al Aser. It's not permitted to do so, it's Aser, but you're not Chayv Chatas. So the Gemara says, Ah, Hamid Tikatani Seifra, Lahala. From the fact that it compares it to a case where you lock the door, happens to be a deer's caught, that implies mechlal de pater umutter. Shema Amina, the Gemara says, you're right. It actually does mean when the Rishon guy leaves and the Sheni is remaining, standing, or sitting in place, that is pater umutter. So just the same exact result, just a slightly different way to get there. And then Amar Shmuel says, this is the rule now, kop turei de Shabbos pater val aser. Every time there's a pater mentioned in the context of Hilcha Shabbos, always means pater aval aser for doing so, but it's pater from achatas lebar mahani tlas. There are three exceptions where we say pater umutter. Chadaha, one is this case here where the first guy sits and the second guy sits behind him. Umimai de pater umutter. How do we know it's pater umutter? Just like we said above, de katani seifu lamaze dome lenolas abeisa l'sham avanim satsvi shamar b'sacho. That's the first case. Second case ve'idach. Hamapis Mursa b'Shabbos, a person who pops a pimple on Shabbos. Im lasos lo peh chayv, if his intention is to make a peh, we'll look at Rashi just to explain a little bit in a second. If the intention is to make a peh, then it's chayv achatas. Im lahoti menolacha pater. If the point is to remove any of the pus, that would actually be pater. And that's a case of pater mutter. How do you know it's pater or mutter? Umimai de pater mutter, Ditzan the Mishnah says, Hamachet shalyar lito boas akot. If you put a needle in, you're using a needle to take out a splinter, that's mutter to do so lichatchila. So we have to understand this case, what's the difference between creating a pesach and removing the pus? So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, four lines down from the top here, im lasos lo pev. The point is to make a pet, to make an opening. The Tosefta says, hachi im lekofa, if it's to kind of scrape off some of the pimple, v'lasos lo peh, to make an opening, kederach sharofim shel achshav osin. Apparently the doctors where Rashi lived in his time period in France, they were misakin la pesach, they wanted to make a pesach. How do you define a pesach? Chai mishim bona pesach. It's for when you make an opening, you want to open, let's say, food. You make a pesach, that's a violation of binyan. O mishim misakin kli, or maybe it's tikkun kli, not really a bona. Mali the takin mak, mali the takin kli. Who cares whether you're trying to fix a kli? Who cares whether you're trying to fix a makeh? Either way, if the goal is to open up a pesach and leave the pesach wide there, that's called that's a violation chai v'chatas of bona. However, Rashi says, im lahoti lachiv, the goal is to remove, to extract the pus. Shel achshav, right now, just to remove the pus. Ve'inu choshesh im tachzur v'tistom miyad. You don't care if it closes off. Meaning some, apparently, one of the ways of refuah is to leave an opening and let the oxygen come in and that's going to air it out. If that's the intent, to leave a binyan, leave a pesach, let's have chayiv chatas. If the goal is just simply to extract the pus, and then you don't care if the moment after the pus leaves that it immediately closes itself off, that shows you don't care about creating a pesach, and that would be pater. But that wouldn't be pater val usr. This would be the second example of what it means pater of al mutter. It's pater umutter. It's mutter to do so lichatchila. So Rashi explains what's the raya that it's mutter lichatchila to open up to pop a pimple. So Rashi explains here litol ba esakotz, to remove. If you want to take a needle in a similar way, to remove a splinter from the finger, from the hand, from somewhere in the body. Hainu dumya delacha, similar to lacha, the mitzarele. That's one of the requirements. Has to also bother you. We'll get to that in just a second. Veinu choshesh im yistom yad. When you take out a splinter, you don't care if after you take the splinter out whether the skin closes itself at all. You don't care about the hole. You're just trying to extract the pus. You're trying to extract the splinter. All of this would be entirely pater umutter. Fine. And let's get to the third case before we look at Tosos for a moment. So we have the first two cases when it says pater really means mutter, even though everywhere else pater val aser. We have three cases where it's mutter entirely. One was the case we're talking about today, which was the Rishon who sits in the Pesach and the Sheni guy comes. That's one case that's mutter. Second case is mapirs mursa, when it's a little bit of tsar to a person, and the point is to remove the lecha. And the third and final exception, the end of the parak, is v'idach, hatzad nachash b'shabbos, a person who catches a snake on Shabbos, even though tzad is a chiv chatas in a melacha, in misasek bo shol yashkena pater. If you're just osik in it, in order to avoid it from biting you, you're not trying to catch it, you don't care about catching it, you're just trying to stop it from biting you. It's a different perspective. If the goal is to prevent it from biting you, that's mutter, that's pater and mutter. Im lerfuiv, however you're catching it for some medicinal purposes, then that would be a chiv chatas. Umimai de pater mutter. How do you know when catching a snake when it says the word pater? It means pater yet mutter. The Tzan, the Mishnah says, kofin ka'ara al haner. If you want to cover up a candle with a bowl, bishvil shalot tochas bakor, so it doesn't flare up and burn the ceiling, val tsoa, or an excrement, shalakatan, val akrev, or a scorpion, shlo tishach, so it shouldn't bite one. These are all cases where it's mutter, because you're not trying to catch it, you're trying to prevent something, some damage from happening. Here as well, by this catching the snake, if the intent is to prevent it from damaging, it would be pater umutter.
How do you know that those cases doesn't say pater? So how do you know that's a rhyme that means pater?
Because the Mishnah, look at Rashi. Rashi's kofin lichatchila. It says kofin. Then say one who is kafoy. He says no. Kofin means you should go ahead and you should catch it. You should stop it. Lichatchila.
Right. I'm saying, but how do you prove that potter means potter?
Because it's by the same exact case. Akrev is a scorpion. You're trying to prevent it from biting, and it's mutter. So just so too, you want to stop a snake. It means mutter as well. Ah, it says potter. This is one of the three exceptions where it's potter umutter. If you look at Tosos in the very top here, umimai. Look at the last six lines of Tosos where it says, the first word in the line is Afilu, Afilu k'Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, V'cheven de Rabbi Yehuda de aser ba'am, in general. Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser to do a malacha. Afilu davar she'ena miskaven. He holds aser. Afilu ain't a psik reisha, even though it's not a psik reisha, it's still aser. Shari haka here by Mapis Mursa, even though the kavan is not to create a Pesach, and you are creating a Pesach, isn't that davar she'ena miskaven and aser? Shari hachi mishim tzar de gufa, because tzar de gufa. Okay, interesting line, tzar de gufa. What does tzar de gufa mean? It means more than just tzar ba'alma. Tzar ba'alma is a little bit of a discomfort. Tzar deguf is a serious pain. So what's the relevance of this? So there's a fascinating discussion in halacha, in the Gemara, brought down Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to cold. Someone in the winter, it's a person, kol cholin etzel kar. Everyone could be ill with respect to cold weather. So let's say a person lives up somewhere, I don't know, north in Russia, where it's freezing cold, and the heat isn't working in your house. You're allowed to ask a goy to go put on the heat. Ah, it's amir la'akum, it's usher. But we say, amir la'akum and makum tsar, then you're allowed to ask him to turn the heat on. It's a person who could get sick. But what about the opposite case? Here in the summer, it's going to get pretty hot. Let's say a person's AC isn't on or it's not high enough. Can you ask a guy to turn it on? Do we say the reverse, that with respect to heat, that's going to cause tsar to a person? It's uncomfortable. So it's a big machlokas poskim, and some say, yeah, just like cold, if it's too cold, it's uncomfortable. So if it's too hot, it's uncomfortable. The same exact thing, you could ask a guy to do it. But it's one of the poskim, or medayik here from the Tosas in the top here. This is the Dvar Yeshua. We pass like him many times. The Dvar Yeshua writes, since the Tosas writes a Lashon Tsar Degufa, he says the only time it's mutter to do a Amir La'akum is only with Tsar Degufa, which is a more severe form of Tsar, not Tsar Ba'ama. When it comes to cold, cold is Tsar Degufa. The post can describe a person shakes, he shivers from the cold weather. From the heat, you don't shiver, you just get very tired and lethargic. That's just a little uncomfortable. That's not Tsar Degufa. So while some say all you need is Tsar Ba'alma in order to allow for Amir La'akum, so this Dvar Yeshua thinks from Tosos, you need Tsar Degufa, a more severe form, which he does not think overheating is not considered Tsar Degufa and would not be a heter. So that's a machlokas and poskim, what the threshold of Tsar necessary in order to ask to violate Amir La'akum. Okay, Hadron Lach HaOreg, that completes the very short parak of Parak HaOreg. Now let's begin the next parak, Shmona Shratim. This is a very confusing Amud. This first Amud, I apologize, we'll try to go slow. I didn't write it. I'll try my best to do what we can here. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Shmona Shratim HaAmur MeTorah. There are eight different Shratim mentioned in the Torah. A big machlokas, what they are, what type of lizards they are, what type of animals. The list it goes, Acholid, V'Achbar, Tzav, L'Mina, we know some of them might be a toad, it might be a rodent of some sort, of a mouse, Ha'Naka, Ha'Koach, V'Altav, V'Achomet, V'Atin Shemesh. These are the eight Shratim mentioned in the Torah. And these are the only Shratim where when they die, they're metame, the nevela is tame. All other Shratim, all other types of insects or creatures like this, the nevela is not tame. This is the regular background. The Mishnah says, Shmona Shratim, Ha'amur Mitorah, the eight Shratim mentioned in the Torah, Ha'tzadin, if one catches them, V'achova behen, and one is, causes a wound in them, Chayiv, you're Chayiv in doing so. The reason is because these are eight shratzim. These Rashi points out shebemino nitzod. We discussed in yesterday's daf. Any animal, any creature that's caught is subject to tzad. So these are eight shratzim. These are animals and creatures that are caught, so it's subject to the melach of tzad. And achovabahem, those who will create a wound, chayv as well. Rashi says the yesh lehen or. This is going to be the focus today about an or, about the skin of the shmona shratzim. There's an or. What's the relevance of there an or? So the Rashi explains further based on the Gemara. We'll see. And it's a chabur that doesn't go back, which means is, first it gets a black and blue mark. We have skin. So you get a black and blue mark, so that means the red had left the veins. And now, the reason why it doesn't come out is because there's skin that's keeping the blood from leaving. Then that blood will never get back into the vein. Whatever happens to blood, I don't know what happens in the body. But when an animal has an oar, and you cause it to have a wound underneath the skin, that means it's staying there, and it's not going to go back in. It's you see the black and blue mark. But an animal that doesn't have skin, which means whatever you see in the animal, that's the flesh itself. There's no skin. You see the actual flesh. So if any blood had, you gave it a wound, you hit the animal, since there's no skin that's keeping it in, that means the skin never left the basar, never left the flesh. If you see like a little black and blue mark on an animal without a skin, that means there's a black and blue mark in the flesh, in the basar, not the ore. So since it's still in the basar, that means it's going to go back in the basar and never left. A chabur is only when you extracted blood. So when you extract blood, when the animal has a skin, that means it left the basar, but the skin's keeping it protected. So if there is an or, if there is a skin to it, so a chabur, a little wound underneath the skin, that blood will not be chozer back in. You violated the melacha of Rashi is either shochet or the melacha of tzoveh, you color the skin. So that's when there's an or. So these Shmona Shratzim all have or, they all have skin, and when you cause it a wound, you give it a black and blue mark, that is a violation because it left the body, it just stuck, it's sealed in within the skin. That's the din. So now the Mishnah says, Ushar Shkatzim Ramashim, all other types of insects and creatures, Hachova Behen Pater. if you hit the other animals and no blood left, but there's some type of black and blue mark, that's pater. Because since there is no ore, there's no skin, that blood will actually reverse itself and go back into the flesh. So that was not a violation. You didn't extract anything because there's no skin to keep it. So hatsadan, however, if you catch such animals, other shar shkatzim rumatzim, the tzarach, if you need it for its purpose, whatever the purpose might be, your chayiv, it's sad. Shiloh letzarach, if you're catching the animals for no purpose, and it's an animal that's not caught, then it will be pater. Rashi said, "Zimlocha shenetzichu l'gufa," and Rabbi Shimon holds pater. This is shita Rabbi Shimon. And then finally, the Mishnah says, "Chayev ha'of, a wild animal, a bird, shebirshuso, that's in your rishus, which means it's already caught. You have a bird cage, so you can't catch it. You hold on to the bird; it's already caught. You're pater because it's already hatzadan pater because it's already, as Rashi says, nitzodim v'omdim. They're already caught as it is." Vachova behen chai, but one who gives it a wound, hurts it, since these animals, chai and oaf, have a ore to it, has a skin, keeping it in, that would be chai, because the blood had left the flesh, it's just that the skin is preventing it from coming outside entirely. Okay, we're good with that?
What if you close this, do you say trust,
and what do you chai again? The Rashi says either shochet, you extract the blood, or tzoveya, because you colored the skin. So the Gemara now says, "Midikatani hachova behen chayiv." From the fact that it says one who's chova on these animals, these shmona shratzim is chayiv for doing so, michlal to islay or. This implies that these animals have or, that the shmona shratzim have an or, that when you give it a black and blue mark, the only reason why it didn't leave the body is because the skin, the or, is preventing it from leaving. But there's really the blood had left the basar. So that's what we say by these chova behen. If you're chova shmona shratzim, it's they have an or. So now this is where it gets tricky. Mantana. Who is the one, who's the Tana who holds that Shmona Shratzim has or? So it must be Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? The Tana, the Mishnah teaches us, this is Maseches Chulin. The Maseches Chulin is one of the, Maseches Chulin at the end has a number of short prakim. So Or Verotev is a very hard parak. It talks about Tumah V'Tahara. Different parts of the animal, the skin, the flesh, the horns, all types of parts of the body. What's subject to Tumah, what's not? So there, in the Mishnah Maseches Chulin, it says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shratim Yeshlam Aros. With respect to Tuma, with respect to Or, so the din is by Nevela. By Nevela, only Basar is Metame Nevela, but not Or. You take the skin of a dead animal, the skin is not Metame, only the Basars. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says when it comes to Shmona Shratim, the Or also, the Shmona Shratim has an Or, and he holds as well that they're mitame. If you look at Rashi to explain here, Rashi says shmona shratzim yeshlam oros. Eight shratzim have or. Upolig ad rabban. They argue on the chachamim there. Damri they hold the rabban hold the or verotev. That parak called ha or verotev. Hanaka hakoch v'altaba chomet. Those four of the eight shratzim, only those four oroseim mitamim. Those four shratzim, the skins are mitame bekadasha with the size of a kadasha kibsaram because almahani. Arba less lay or. If there's no or, that means what you look at, what you think is the or, is not really or, it's really basar. So those four animals, say the chachamim, have no or. So whatever you think is or is really basar, and that's why it's metame. And there Rabbi Yochanan says, no, all eight shratzim have or, and since they all have or is not metame. There's no tumah, there's only tumas nevela on basar, not on or. So they're debating about four shratzim, whether there's an or not an or, nafkamina being whether it's metame or not metame. If it is an or, it's not metame nevela. If it's not or, it means therefore it's basar, it is metame ben nevela. So just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that there's an or in the halacha in the Mishnah in Chulin, they're the ones here who hold that there's an or by Shabbos as well in Shemona shratzim. So comes along Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. No. Afilu Temer Rabban, even Rabbanan could argue. Rabbanan is only talking about Dine Tuma, but we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos, the two different halachas. Meaning, Afilu Temer Rabbanan, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanan Aleh, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The only time Rabbanan argued in Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, where Rabbanan again said, Rabbi Yochanan felt all eight Shratzim have or. Rabbanan said, four of them do not have or. So he only argues by Elalitin and Tuma. To say that these four shratzim, as the pasuk lists, have an or. That's only legabe Shabbos, rather legabe Tuma, do we say that these four have an or. I'm sorry, don't have an or. That these four, that the or same are like the basar, that the or is not an or. It's like a basar. Only those four, because of a special exas or kasav, is there no or by Hilchos Tuma. About in Shabbos, with respect to Shabbos, Afilu Rabbanan Moda, even Rabbanan will agree that they do have or. So in other words, says Rabbah, that everybody agrees to this Mishnah, that Shmona Shratzim has an or, Legabe Hilchos Shabbos, Legabe Chabura. The only machlokas is, Legabe Hilchos Tuma, do we say that they have an or, all eight Shratzim have an or, and there's no Tuma by the or? Or maybe there's an exception by four of them, that four of them we have that there is no or, and the or is like the basar and the metame, based on the exerts, the cause of elu hatmeim, which is lirabos, that the or is like the basar, that there is no or. Okay, hopefully we're still good. Fine. The Gemara then says, last two lines here. Ulinin Shabbos l'pligi. With respect to Hilchos Shabbos, there is no argument. Do we really say that everyone holds that the Shmona Shratzim have or? And one who gives it a chabura makes a black and blue mark, even though it remains underneath the skin. We view that as a violation of shchita or a violation of tzoveya. Everyone agrees. There's no machlokas. Vatani, the Braisa says, Hatzad echad mishmona shratzim hamur mitara. You catch any of these eight shratzim, or hachov behem, you give it a wound, you give it a black and blue mark. Chayiv divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So all eight are subject to a chabura according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. And chachamim omrim. Ein or elo lemashim anu chachamim, that there's only skin to that which chachamim listed in the Mishnah, which means only four of them have an or. Only four of them are subject to a chabura. So we see that there is a machlokas legabe hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now this is what gets really confusing. If not yet, now before finishing the thought, the Gemara says, Adrav, what do you mean? That which is listed in the Mishnah lemashim anu chachamim ein lehem or. The four listed by Chachamim in the Mishnah Chulin were dafka ones that don't have or, not the ones that do have an or, the ones that don't have an or. The Amar Baye says, Hachi Kamar, Ein or chaluk mibasar elilama shlo manu Chachamim. The only time the or is separate from the basar, that the skin is separate from the basar, the skin is not the basar, is only to those which the Chachamim did not count. Which means that Mishnah, that this Braisa we just quoted here, is saying that there's a machlokas about which Shratzim have an or, legabe Hilchos Shabbos, or not. So it's a machlokas. That, again, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that all eight Shratzim have skin, they have or, and therefore subject to Chavala. And Chacham hold that no, four of them do not have or, and four of them are putter from Hilchos Shabbos from a Chabur. So we see that it is a machlokas, even legabe Hilchos Shabbos. So the Gemara says no. Now there's a key word here. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, "Ha l'mashemanu chachamim kamar." To that which the chachamim listed as the four animals listed on the Mishnah, Ella Amar Rava hachi kamar. The way you should read it is as follows. Now the key word here is tamei. Ein or mitame kibasar elu l'mashemanu chachamim. This brisa was only with respect to tuma, not Hilchos Shabbos. We just removed the Hilchos Shabbos from this brisa. Again, ein or mitame kibasar. That the or is only matame like basar itself, only to those which Chachamim listed, those four which were listed, but the four that the Chachamim didn't list, which says the or is separate, that the or is not matame. But this is only a conversation legabe Hilchos Tuma. But legabe Hilchos Shabbos, the implication from Rava is that everybody agrees that there is an or, the Hilchos Shabbos, and subject to a chabura. So Gemara now says, Mechlau, does this imply the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanach Nami, the Lo Manu Chachamim, those, again, there were four, the Mishnah Chachamim, the Mishnah Chulin only listed four of them. There are other four that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, is this to imply, Michlal, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hanach Nami, the Lo Manu Chachamim, those four, Shratzim, which were not listed by the Chachamim, are Mitamim, they are Mitame, that the or is Mitame like a basar, meaning there is no or to these four animals not mentioned by the Chachamim? V'ha'katani, but doesn't the Mishnah say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shratzim Yeshlem Oris Lo Metamin. Rabbi Yochanan says that all eight are not subject to Tumah at all. So how could the Mishnah, which only lists four of them, where the Machlokas is about four of them, imply that the other four, everyone agrees, is Metame? Here the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan says, none of them are Metame, none of the Ors are Metame. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Masna Tari Tachi. Explain this, I told you it's very confusing, I'm sorry, I'm doing the best I can. So Tarts Hachi try to explain as follows: Chachamim Omrim leInyan Tuma Ein Or Lema Shemanu Chachamim. So really, what Chachamim are saying with respect to Tuma, there is no Or to whatever Chachamim listed in the Mishnah. There is no Or, which means that the Or, which looks like Or, is not really Or. It's really Basar, are Mitame. But again, the focus is on leInyan Tuma again. By adding the word leInyan Tuma, that means only Legabe Tuma is there Machlokas. But everything else is a Hilchos Shabbos, everybody agrees. So right now where we stand, just without reading all the textual back and forth, right now the only machlokas is Legabe Hilchos Tumah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds eight shratzim are not mitame, and Chachamim say no, for them the or are, for them the or are not. But Legabe Hilchos Shabbos, everybody agrees that Shmona Shratzim has or, and therefore will be subject to being chovel them on Shabbos. That's where we stand right now, again, leaving aside all the back and forth, how to read it. So Vakati, the Gemara says, in Shabbos lo pligi. Is it really true with respect to Hilchos Shabbos? Nobody argues. They really both agree that there's a chabura on these animals. Vatani, the Braisa says, Hatzad echad mishmona shratzim hamurim b'torah, one who catches any of the eight shratzim, or hachov behem, one who gives it a wound, a cut, yirchayiv. So the b'shratzim sheyeshlam oris, it's only true if it's a sheretz that has a skin to it. But if there's no skin to it, if you give it a chabura, since no blood left the body, just underneath the basar, it goes right back into the basar. So only the shratzim that have or is subject to chabura. Ve'ezi chabura, how do you define a chabura that we were discussing this the whole time? Now the Gemara finally tells us, what's a chabura? She'eino chozeris, any blood, any chabura where the blood won't return back to the flesh. Where nitzar hadam, where the dam collects itself, like a black and blue mark, where the dam collects above the basar. So, ava pishalo yasa, even though it had not left, it didn't leave the body yet, and the reason why it didn't leave the body is because the ore is keeping it inside, but it's left the basar, it's stuck between the basar and the ore. That's the chabur that we're describing here. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he holds that shmona shratzim yesham oris, all eight shratzim have ore. So we see why the Tanakhama says some shratzim have ore, some shratzim don't have ore, nafkamina meaning whether it's chavala or not. Rabbi Yochanan says all eight have ore, which means all eight are subject to chavala. So there's a machlokas, legabe Hilchos Shabbos then, whether all shmona shratzim are chayiv in chavala or not. So it is a machlokas, and not everyone agrees. So the Gemara says, no. Really, the Tanakhama, the Bryce we just presented here, that was machalik between shratzim that have an ore versus not having an ore, whether it's subject to chabura or not a chabura, that's a different Tana. That's a Tana that Ravashi explains here. I'm Ravashi. Man Tanakama. Who is a Tanakama of the Brayse that says there is a chilik between different types of shratzim, like Abba Hilchos Shabbos, against Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? That's a Das Yacha. That's none other than Rabbi Yehuda. The Azar Basar Gishta. Gishta means a thickness of something. Rabbi Yehuda goes based on the thickness of the skin. The Tana on the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Halta. Kehulda, the halta, they give an example of halta, what it means here? No, they don't say. It's too much of a machlokas to define what it is. But whatever halta is, whatever one of the shratzim that is, it's like a chulda, like a weasel, where there's it's not metame, the skin of a weasel is not metame, it's a real skin. Whenever the skin, again, just to say it again, tumas nevela is only by basar, not by or. So a weasel, a chulda, has skin, the skin is not metame, the basar is, but not the skin. So we're saying the halta has a type of skin like a chulda, whereby the skin's not matamic because it's real ore. So it's not matamic. Avalra, so that's the shita of the of Rabbi Yehuda. So while the halta is like a chulda, but the other shratzim of the anaka, the koach, the chomet, where they don't have thick skins, those have no ore. So the outside of those animals would be matamic. So Legabe, his understanding is whatever he holds by Tumah would be true of Hilchos Shabbos as well. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's mechad between different types of skin, both by Hilchos Tumah and Hilchos Shabbos. He's a Das Yachid. We're going to ignore him for now. Aval Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, but the Rabbanan, the Polig, Alei, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, the Inin Tumah, they only argue Legabe Inin Tumah, but Inin Shabbos Modilei, they agree that these Shratzim all have or and would be subject to Chavalah. So let's just recap just one more time before we go weiter. And we have three shitas now. Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is that all shmona shratzim have or. So legabe tumah, there's no tumah on the or. Legabe Hilchos Shabbos, since there's an or, there's a chavala because there's an or. The Rabbanan say, I agree by Hilchos Shabbos, since they all have or, it's subject to chavala, but I only argue by Hilchos tumah. There's a difference between different psukim, the shratzim, depending on how the pasuk. Then Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yehuda comes along as a third sheet, and he says, no, there's a machlokas both by Hilchos Tumah and also by Hilchos Shabbos. And that's based on his understanding of the thickness of the skin. So he's the Das Yachad who thinks that there is a machlokas by Hilchos Shabbos. But again, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbanan both agree by Hilchos Shabbos. All Shmona Shratzim have or, and therefore are all subject to Chaburas on Shabbos. So Gemara then says, if that's the case, Ihachi, if that's really the case, that Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Hilchos Shabbos, they're all subject to Chavala. Hi, the Brisa we saw earlier when it says Hi, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, who holds that there's a Hilchos Shabbos Isser. It should say Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Umachlu Kaso. It should say Rabbi Yochanan and his arguer, his Bar Pluksa, meaning his Bar Pluksa by Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Tuma, they both agree by Hilchos Shabbos there's an Isser. Why doesn't it say Rabbi Yochanan Umachlu Kaso? Mibayle, it should say. And the Gemara says, you're right, Tana, it actually does Taka say, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Umlachu Kaso, that they do argue together. They're in tandem here. They're both in agreement, by Hilchos Shabbos, that all Shmoneh Shasim have or, and therefore subject to Chaval. So, by Minei, now this work gets easier. Except for this one piece, actually. But by Minei, Levi Mirabi, Levi asked Rabbi the following question. Minayin the Chabur, how do you know a Chabura? She'ena Chozeres, that it's only a chabur if it doesn't go back in. But if you create a black and blue mark and it would end up being chozer back to the flesh, that's pater. How do you know that's the case? Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, hayafoch kushi oro, where you turn the black skin, the number chaburosav, and you turn the stripes of a tiger of some sort. You turn the colors. So my chaburosav, what's the mean chaburosav? Ilema dikai rikme. If you're talking about the different colors, the different stripes of a tiger of some sort, high namer gvanav. It should say the word gvanav is different shades, different colors. It should say gvanav mibale. So what does it mean chabur borosav? Ella must be kikushi, just like a person who has black skin, dark skin. Ma oro dukushi einu chazer. Just like a person's black skin never turns back to being white. So af chabur. So to the definition of a chabura is einu chazer, where it doesn't go back into the skin. So that's how we know, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, chabur is something that's not chazeris. The color doesn't change; it stays there. It remains above the flesh, and that's how we define a chabura she'eno chazeris. Now the Gemara says further. Now shar shkatim. We said in the Mishnah, was a whole discussion. Well, it's getting late. Was a whole discussion about the shmona shratim. But other shkatim ramasim. We said one who's chovah behem is pater. So the Gemara says, how is that the case? Ha horgan. If you kill any of the shratim, you're chayv for doing so. It's a chiv. Ma'antana, who holds if you kill the sheretz, your chayiv? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Eliezerhi. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ha'horeg kina b'Shabbos. If a person kills a louse, a kina on Shabbos, it's kahoreg gamal. It's no different than killing a camel, a huge animal, b'Shabbos. Whether it's a big or a small animal, whether it's a sophisticated animal or not a sophisticated animal, one who kills any of them is chayiv. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. While Rabbanan hold, ha'horeg kina is actually pater. So our Mishnah, that implies that only creating a chabura of Shkatan Ramasim is Pater, implying if you actually kill such an animal, you'd be chayv. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Maskev la Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks the question, Ad kan lo pligi Rabban aled Rabbi Eliezer, he only argues ela bekina, when it comes to a louse. Deina parva rabba, a louse doesn't reproduce. Aval shar Shkatan Ramasim, other types of insects, the parva rabbim, where they do reproduce, lo pligi, he doesn't argue, because somehow we'll see in just a moment, the definition of shchita, or of killing an animal, is based on an animal that's able to reproduce. An animal that doesn't reproduce is not subject to this isser. Why? So lo pligi, lo lamdu, rather, ushne, lo pligi, there's no machlokas. Ushneim lo lamdu, they both learn el mi elim, from the elim adamim, in the Mishkan. We know the Mishkan, the elim adamim is where they kill them to get the dye. So that's the model in the Mishkan we look for. So what exactly is the model of elim adamim, these types of red rams? Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ke'elim, just like rams, Ma'elim, Sheyesh Bema, Nitiyas Neshama, they're subject to dying, to killing them. Af Kol, Sheyesh Bo, Nitiyas Neshama, any other animal that's alive. I don't care if it's a louse, an insect, a fly, a gnat, it's alive. So if you kill it, just like you killed the Elim Adamim, so if you kill a Kina, that's why Rabbi Eliezer thinks one is Chayiv for killing a Kina. But Rabbanan Savar, no, the example from Elim is as follows. Ke'elim, Ma'elim, the Parm Rabim, they reproduce. Af kol depar rabba, so to any other animal that reproduces. But apparently a kina doesn't reproduce. They somehow, I'm not sure how it works exactly, but somehow they come from wherever they come from. And it's not subject to classical peruvu. So Amr, then therefore, since it's not like the elim adamim, they're not chayv, and one's not chayv for killing them on Shabbos. So Amr le Abai says, the kina ain't par rabba. Kinas don't reproduce. V'hamar mar, don't we have a statement in the Gemara of the Zohar, daf gimel? Yoshua Kadosh Baruch Hu v'zon mikarni re'emim v'ad beitei kinim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu provides the proper sustenance. The Gemara there talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu's daily schedule is. Spent a few hours learning, a few hours judging the world, a few hours being mefarnish the world. So he's sitting down giving mazon to the entire world. from the carni re'emim, which are, you know, big rams of some sort, and ad betekinim, to the eggs of lice. So these small little lice are getting fed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that beitzim imply that they reproduce. They have eggs. They reproduce. So they do have, they are part of the Rabbah. So Gemara says, no. Minehu, the type of min, the type of species, that's Mikre called betekinim. It's called betekinim. Not that they have beitzim. They don't have beitzim. They are called, it's a type of thing called betekinim, the lice eggs, if you will, in English or something. But when it comes to actual kinim, actual lice do not have eggs. They just are created somehow from the flesh of man. But so havatanim. But doesn't the Brisa say that tfuye ubetekinim? It's a type of sheretz and betekinim, which seems to imply that they do come from kinim. And the Gemara says no. That too. That Brisa, whatever that Brisa is talking about minehu demikre betekinim. There's a type of species called betekinim. But actual kinim do not have betim, and they don't reproduce. So Gemara then says, "V'harei parush the parvirava, a parush which is a type of what, a fly, a gnat,
a flea.
A parush which is a flea. It's parvirava. It does reproduce. V'tani, it leaves eggs and has more. V'tani, the Brisa says, "Hatzad parush b'Shabbos." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mechayev, Rabbi Yishua is poter." So we see this machlokas here with respect to this flea. If that's the case, so one who just like Rabbi Yishua holds one's poter for catching a flea on Shabbos. Even though it's parvi rabba, so too if you kill a flea, it should be pater as well, even though it's parvi rabba. In other words, parvi rabba should not be the criteria that's going to define what's chayv and Shabbos for killing. Because even though this is parvi rabba, it's still pater from catching, and then by extension, pater from killing as well. Gemara says, no, who says you have to connect the halachas of catching to halachas of killing? In other words, Amar Vashi, Vashi says, teda ahariga karamis. He asked in Kashim the halacha of catching to the halacha of killing on Shabbos. The two different halachas. Meaning, ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Yelezer Bishu, they only argue with respect to catching with tzad, the mar saver, davar shenum bimino nitzad, chayiv, mar saver pater. They argue that in general. Everybody agrees by tzad. If it's an animal that's caught, that's nitzad, that's certainly chayiv on Shabbos. An animal that's not nitzad, that's a machlokas. Machlokas of Bishu, Rabbi Yelezer. Rabbi Eliezer thinks you're still chai for catching animals that are not normally caught. Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater for catching animals that are not nitzon. But that's only the gabe hilchos tzad. But with respect to avalin and hariga, afilu Rabbi Yeshua would be mode that you're chai for doing so, because again, since a flea is parah rabba, it does qualify as an animal. It's like an elam adamim, and therefore won't be chayiv either netilas shama or chayiv netilas shama chayiv for killing an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara then says, "Hatzadin l'torach chayiv." Person catches an animal for the purpose of using the shratim, your chayiv. If you catch it for no reason, shelo l'torach, one would be pater. The Mishnah said, "To man tana who's the tana? Amar Rabbi Yehuda must be Amar Rav Rabbi Shimon he. The Amar Mlacha she'entzuch legufa pater le. Since you don't need it for the guf itself, you don't need it for the animal itself. It just you did a mlacha for no purpose. You're pater according to Rabbi Shimon." Some teach this statement on the following Mishnah, Mishnah Edios, which is Hamapis Morse, the one who pops a pimple. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, im lasos lapep, the intention is to make a Pesach, to leave an opening, that's chayiv. You can't make an opening on Shabbos. Im, however, lehotzi mimenu lecha, if the purpose is to extract the pus, then one's pater for doing so. So man tam and tana, who holds, you could do mlacha, she'en etzich l'gufa, and it's pater. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rava, Rabbi Shimon hi. Damar mlacha, she'en etzich l'gufa, is pater aleh. And others yet still say, v'ikad masila, others teach a statement of Rabbi Shimon plugging in, applying to a different Mishnah. Another mission, Meseches Edios, which is Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos, one who catches a snake on Shabbos, in Misasik Bo, Shalisha Chenu, if you're just trying to stop it from biting you, and you catch it, that's Pater. You don't really want to catch a snake, you want to prevent yourself from getting hurt, or someone else getting hurt. Im Letzarach Rafua, if the purpose is to catch it for medicinal purposes, then one's Chayiv, that's Melacha Shetzrichel Gufa. Ma'an Tana, who's the one who holds Melacha Shetzrichel, the first half, if you're catching it to avoid it from biting you, your Pater, who holds that way, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, again, Rabbi Shimon he. Amar Mlacha, Sheinat Tzuch Legufa, is Pater Allah. Let's finish the daf really quickly here. Amar Shmuel HaShola, dog, Min Hayam, person who catches, who takes, extracts a fish from the sea. Kevin Sheyavesh Bo, since Kisela, if the back of the fish dries like a sella, either that's sheer of a sella, or as dry as a sella, or as dry as a coin, he's chai for doing so. That's called killing the fish. You can never bring the fish back to life. If you leave it out of the water for a long enough time until it dries that much, you've now killed the fish, and therefore you're chayiv. And Abu Rabbi Yossi bar Abin Ubein Tinapirav, it's only between its fins is the area that's going to indicate that this animal is now dead, the fish is dead. And Amar Rav Ashi, lo tema yavish mamish el afilo david riri. Not really dry, completely dry, but if it's enough, even if it's dripping a little bit, if you touch it slightly, it's going to have a little water out, that's still chayv. I mean, it doesn't have to be completely dry. Even a little drip will indicate it. It's dry enough that where it's going to die. And Amar Mar Bar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel says, lemei behema, yeah, the hoshit yada lemei behema. Person puts his hand inside the womb of a behema, and there's a calf inside, let's say a cow with a calf inside. The dildo uber shebemeha, and a person moves it and causes the calf to die inside the cow still. Chai, one's chai for killing an animal. So my time, what's the reason? Amar Rava Bar Hamaduri, Asbar Liya, explain to me, it was explained to me, Lav Amar Rav Sheshit, the Rav Sheshit not say, Haiman de Talish Kishusa, Mehizme Vihigi, person who removes a thorn or something from the ground. What do you say, a thorn, no?
Tops.
Tops, whatever, something. Okay, something that grows from the ground, thorns or whatever grows from the ground, you remove it, you're chayv, mechayv, mishim oker, davar megidulo, because you removed it from its life source, here as well. Hachanami, you remove the calf from its life source, its mother, the cow, you're mechayv, mishim oker, davar megidulo, you removed it from its life source. So Amar Bai says, and we'll finish with this, on the top of Kufches, now, Haiman, the tallish one who detaches, pitra, mi'una, dechatba, you took off some mushrooms, fungus, that was growing on the side of a pitcher, once chayv, mishum oker davar migidula, because you extracted it from its life source. We know mushrooms don't grow from the ground, they can be attached to the ground, they grow from the yonik, from they could be on a rock, they could be in a pitcher, a fungus could grow anywhere, where it's cold and damp and dark. So whenever you're oka davar migidulo, that's koter. Koter isn't that which is mechubar the ground. Koter is defined by removing something from its life source. So removing a fish from its life source is koter. Removing mushrooms, a fungus is a koter. And finally, Meisiv Rav Hoshai, Rav Hoshai asks the question, Hatolish, one who detaches, me'otis anakuf, if we have a pottery, a pot that has a hole in it. So the hole is attached, is being yonic from the ground, you're high for doing so. But she'enu nakav, there is no hole, it's completely isolated from the ground, you're putter, because it's not attached to the ground. So we see clearly that only when it's going off the ground there's a chiyuv tolish, a chiyuv koter. But if it's not nokiv from the ground, it's not the chayv. Hasam lav hayinu revesed. There, when there is no hole in the pot, it's not the makum gidulo, that's putter because that's not a normal way to grow. Hacha, however, when the pitchios, when the mushrooms are on the side of the kli, where it's hainer revise, that's its makam gedulo, that's makam chiyuso, that's when there's a chiv for extracting it. So again, the definition for kotzer is based on the Gemara. Oker davar migedulo would be chayv kotzer. Okay, we'll stop here.